Today, Amazon.com, the online retailer, began offering a new product, presidential campaigns. Amazon shoppers who are pointing and clicking their way through the homepage can now make online campaign contributions. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's easy enough to buy a book or a computer game or new blue jeans at Amazon. So, the company wondered, why not politics? Chris Bruzzo is Amazon's Director of Strategic Communication.
Our goal for a long time has been to make it possible for our customers to find and discover anything they want to buy online.
The presidential candidate section of Amazon gets its own box at the top of the homepage.
Essentially, our customers can browse through a list of eligible presidential candidates and read a little bit of biographical information, a candidate statement, and if they decide that they'd like to make a contribution, they simply use our one-click technology to specify how much they want to contribute, anything from $5 to $200, and the contribution gets made.
Candidates have increasingly turned to the Internet for fundraising. That's how Howard Dean made himself the best financed Democrat last year. But up to now, big Internet sites have avoided politics like the plague. So Michael Kornfield, research director at George Washington University's Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet, says Amazon's move is big stuff.
This is the equivalent of Walmart putting voter guides at its checkout counters or ExxonMobil putting them at its gas pumps. It's a terrific move because it puts civic responsibility and politics in front of tens of millions of Internet users who avoid news and information.
Politics, according to Amazon, is remarkable for another reason, too, the small contributions. The default is $5. The maximum is $200. The legal limit is $2,000.
They're trying to broaden the fundraising and fund-giving part of the American political process.
Again, researcher Michael Kornfield.
It favors campaigns that consciously set out to cultivate small donations.
There are a few hitches. Amazon.com lists 17 presidential candidates, everyone from Democrat John Kerry to Republican Lowell Jackson Filour. But Bush-Cheney 2004 and Lieberman for President haven't signed off on Amazon contributions. The company says it's actively seeking their permission, and meanwhile steers would-be contributors to the campaign websites. It's impossible to say if this corporate push for grassroots politics will work, but Amazon is visited by about one-third of people online. That's according to statistics by Alexa, a tracker of online usage that's actually owned by Amazon. The company collects fees from the campaigns for processing the contributions. It has to do that according to law. But Amazon says the fee money will go to Kids Voting USA, a nonprofit that teaches children the importance of elections. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.